All right, everybody, welcome, welcome. It is time for another Toolbox Tuesday.
Yeah, just continuing on a lot of the first 400 topics that we're talking about, how we train our team and the different steps we kind of take them to. And definitely more of a cursory kind of overview of a lot of these topics, but just taking you through the sections we kind of go through week by week.
So if you've not been with us before, Toolbox Tuesday is what our Tuesday huddles are called in our practices. Every Tuesday, we pick one of the hundreds of resources available in our asset library, and we make sure we're all on the same page with that resource. So we are currently in week six of our first 400 8-week onboarding program. So we can talk about some of these key points and takeaways and objections that we have in those first 8 weeks. So week six is about patient care services. This is making sure that our front office team member has an idea of what you do in your practices. And I know that that seems like that should be an obvious thing, but it is not. Don't assume that they know that you do fillings, that you do veneers, that whatever it is, you want to make sure there's no question there because they're usually the first line of defense when patients are asking about the services that you provide.
Yeah, I think it's really important to get. I mean, this is just goes for the, about the practice, about the doctors, about everything about your office, because they're, behind closed doors when their patients are seating a, excuse me, when the assistants are seating a patient or taking a scan or whatever, they're getting a lot of questions. And for whatever reason, a lot, especially with the newer assistants, patients seem to, let's say, open up, but they definitely.
Well, they gravitate towards them
They
for sure.
gravitate towards them a little bit too, and I think that's maybe there's a little bit of that white coat syndrome, whatever it is going on, but they get a lot more questions a lot of times than our doctors do.
Absolutely. Well, and I mean, from a front office standpoint, when you think about it, if they're scheduling a new patient on the phone, that new patient probably has some kind of questions about what you offer in the offices. If they're interested in cosmetics, if they're interested in ortho, we have wild questions that come up every once in a while, like how big are the doctor's hands? I've had that more than once. But some other general things like what school did they go to? How long have they been there? And you don't want your front office stumbling, going, I don't know, I'm new. Those are two phrases we've talked about before that are banned from our pathway dental vocabulary. You need to find out, right? You need to find out.
Yeah.
So do you do sedation? Do you do, all of those things? And I've used this example before, but we had an existing patient who came into the practices just for a regular exam and was in Invisalign. And so, who's doing your Invisalign treatment? And she was going to an orthodontist down the street. And I said, oh my gosh, I didn't know that you were interested in doing orthodontic treatment. And she said, I didn't know that you offered it. And it was like a knife through my heart because that was our failure that we didn't
Right.
offer that to her as a service. You don't want to have a missed opportunity like that.
Right.
And this also is where you can start to sift out if the team member that you have is going to be interested in dentistry, right? Do they want to learn a little bit more? That's not to say that every front office is going to be your thirds extraction surgery assistant. We have plenty of those too, and we're very big on cross training, but they have to have a little bit of an interest there about what we're doing in the back, what that process looks like. The other thing to take into consideration is a lot of the front office questions are about how that appointment is going to go. How long am I going to be in the chair? Do I have a temporary after or a crown? Those little things that can be the difference between a patient scheduling and not scheduling that we want to make sure our front office team members are armed with the answers for. And the doctors don't want to be bothered with every little thing. Even post-op questions that come up, a lot of those are handled by our assistants of what is a true emergency. A patient who has never had a crown and had a temporary come off, all of a sudden the world's on fire because they don't know. They don't know that, it's going to be fine if you come in this afternoon. And if our front office can help alleviate those concerns rather than, well, now I have to check with the doctor. Now the patient in their mind is going, oh my gosh, it must be an emergency. Are they going to come back and tell me I have to go to the hospital? And we just built something up unnecessarily.
Right. And that part is huge, because the more questions they can answer predictably, the smoother the day goes. And the more confidence the patient's going to have in your office too. It's nothing frustrates me when I go in an office, or most patients when they go in an office, and everything is, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And it seems like you're asking them seemingly easy questions, but they just don't have an answer for them. And it's really impressive, and it's not that hard to get everyone on the same page, because there's really just a set of like 10 or 15 questions that patients have once they're in treatment. Obviously, there's the kind of new patient and scheduling questions that we and there's really only a few of those, honestly. But if you can get those, 80% of the questions, which is really just a handful of questions, you know, and get them with sound bites that are repeatable that they can kind of rattle off very quickly. It really goes a long way. Really, really goes a long way.
Well, and this also ties into communication. We talk about closed loop communication all the time, making sure that the front is communicating with the back and vice versa. You know, again, put yourself in the patient's perspective. If you call the front office and tell them that you're coming in because you have a toothache on the right-hand side, and then you're seated in the chair, and then the assistant is asking you, why are you here? And then the doctor comes in and is asking, why are you here? We want to close all of those loops on communication. One of the things that we have for our emergency patients and for our new patients is our questionnaire of what's going on. You know, if it's an emergency visit, we want to know, well, how serious is it? How long has it been going on? You know, the front office can really help in that fact finding. So our doctors, a lot of the times, already know what's going on with that patient before they walk in the room, right? They're reviewing x-rays, of course, and whatnot, but they at least have an idea of what they're walking into. And for new patients, the specialists say, okay, what brought you here, right? There's something that brought them to the dentist if they don't have an emergency. And we ask those questions on our dental questionnaire that are asking the questions behind the questions. It's not just, you know, are you interested in whitening? It's, are you happy with your smile? Or what would you change about your smile? You know, trying to get some of those conversations going. And our front office can help with this as well. And then they also know, well, what could you do about that? Or can your doctors help with that? They sure can. You know, you want your team to be advocates for you again before you even walk in the room so that those patients are comfortable. It's not just about the providers. They have to be comfortable with your team and their experience from start to finish.
Right, 100%.
Objections in week 6. This is where the little things really start to build up. Now, from an existing team member's perspective, even with our training programs, training does take some time, right? Our first 400 accelerates this greatly, but it is taxing on our existing team members. It's slowing them down when they're having to show how to do things or explain how they're doing things. It's always a challenge for them. I'm guilty of this also. You know, there's some things that are just second nature that we skip over that all of a sudden we have to slow ourselves down and explain the whole process behind. So some of that is where that fatigue comes from, but some of it is we also can be looking, just looking for little things. And the new team member is automatically the weak one in the pack, right? You know, sometimes we go through this cycle where there's always something wrong with something. You know, like some people feel like something is wrong if there's not something wrong at all times, and your new team member will automatically be the target for that.
Yeah, and I think what I'm kind of thinking a little bit too is, you know, most of our, if not very close to all of our team members right now came in with zero dental experience. We do have a handful that came with experience, but what we see time and time again with these people that have been in the industry, been in the dental industry for a period of time, is by about this time, they're shocked at how systematized everything is in our practice, and they make comments like, well, I didn't know you guys did things the same way like this every single time. I didn't know, because what they're used to is just kind of vamping on a day-to-day level and just figuring it out, and there's no protocol. They just kind of know, they know what they should do, and when they really look at it, if you really took a step back, they're doing something different just about every single time. And it, but no one's calling them on it. No one's, they don't have anyone to report to, and it's just kind of everyone kind of does their own thing. It's like jazz around the office, but everyone's got their own thing, and they're just kind of doing it. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it sounds terrible, right? And you know, but that is the shock that we get a lot with patients, or excuse me, with team members that have been in the dental industry, is that they didn't realize that they need to do things day in, day out exactly the same way.
And that usually comes from doctors too, right? The doctors they work for, they're not doing things the same way either.
100%
You
comes from
know,
doctors. Yeah.
that's why there's a, it's my favorite thing. We've seen this with acquisitions more times than I can count, where you look at someone's schedule and there's just a block out on the schedule for this patient. There's no services attached. It's just like the emperor's new clothes. And we're just going to figure it out when we get in there. I'm like, what is this? How do you exist? And that's why there's a 4-hour block out for that appointment, because no one knows what they're doing. We're not set up for it. We don't have financial arrangements in place. So it's going to take us 4 hours to get that together, right?
Right.
So one of the things that one of my point people, that's our leadership team, one of the things that she likes to ask when we have some of these little things that start to build up is it a big deal or is it a little deal, right? Is this a deal breaker situation for someone? And I actually have, you know how we love a cheat sheet around here. I have a cheat sheet for this. about evaluating someone's contribution to the practices. If we lose this person, what have they already brought to the practices? If you're in week six, someone should be already be bringing something to the practices. If they're not, you need to reevaluate whether or not that's a team member you want to continue having on your team and continuing to put effort into, because that's not someone who's being a contributory team member. So everyone should be bringing something, right? It could just be a smile on the first day and making patients feel comfortable. What are you losing if we lose that person? Because to just say every time we have a little issue with someone that the solution is termination, that's a cop out from a leadership standpoint.
Right. Yeah. 100%.
Now, the other thing that we remind our doctors of this also, the other thing we have to check ourselves about is to make sure that we haven't let something go 10 times and we're going to blow on 11, because they should know that XYZ needed to be done. If you're going to let it go, you need to let it go. It's Sten's favorite Disney song ever from Frozen.
No, it
He's
isn't.
rolling his eyes right now. No, but if you are going to choose to let it go and that it's not a big deal, then you need to truly let it go and not hold that against them 3 weeks from now because you're upset that they did XYZ that was never brought to their attention. It was never addressed. And now you're going to be upset about it 3 weeks later.
Yeah, and this is the consistency part between teams too, and whether you have, in the same office or multiple offices, multiple doctors, all of our team members and all of our doctors kind of go back and forth between all of our offices constantly. Some are a little bit more permanent in some offices, but I'd say most of our team is kind of traveling back and forth. Little things that are not done exactly the same way or exactly the way to ex that is required or expected get exposed very, very quickly in those situations too. And if a doctor is, this a lot of times is on us because, I speak about the clinical side because that's the part we have the most, awareness of, or we're just involved the most in. But, if you're letting something go, like something's not on the tray, on the table, or something's not ready for a patient, and you let that go, you let that go, you let that go, and then all of a sudden it's a volcano, is what we call it in our, we actually have an emoji for it in our Slack. But
Yes,
it,
we do.
Your team that's supporting you is just going to go, what the hell? I didn't think that was a big deal. I forgot it every once in a while here. And then all of a sudden you didn't say anything, but then all of a sudden you want to bite my head off. And that's very confusing. And it really creates a big rub and it really, damages the working relationship with the team members. So it's not that we want to hound on someone every single day about little tiny ticky tack things, but they need to know what we expect. And if something is frustrating one time, it's just, hey, I need that 100% set up next time. I need the etch on the table. I need this instrument on the table. I need the scan done before I walk in, whatever it is, because it's the inconsistency that creates the most confusion and creates the most problems with the flow of the day. And that translates into not always, but over time, that will definitely translate into an awareness from the patients that things aren't running perfectly. Yeah.
When you can feel tension in the room, you don't even have to say anything, right? And that's where, unfortunately, a lot of doctors have the bad reputation of being jerk because
Yeah.
emotions are high, stresses are high, and as it, we're all people, and that's when things can go out of control. But again, no one's trying to do a bad job. Most of the time, it's just a breakdown of communication or higher priorities or unmet expectations, right? For you, having the etch on the tray is the most important part of your composite. For that assistant, they don't think that it's that big of a deal to get some extra steps in and run down the hall to grab it. Right.
Yeah. And it might not be one time, but if it's something that happens time and time again, they better know that you expect that to be done the right way.
And one of the topics we're even talking about on our upcoming Monday meeting, we do an all-team meeting on Mondays. It's called our Monday Mindset Minute. And the topic for this coming week are the outlier situations and making sure we also aren't just letting ourselves off the hook that every situation is an outlier situation, because that's also not reality. We want to control our controllables and bringing it back to the team that, hey, everyone wants their day to be the least stressful as possible. No one wants to have hiccups, missing things, miscommunication with team members, doctors, patients. We all want this to run as smoothly as possible. So again, we are all in this together in a vested interest to make the day flow as easily as it can. We spend a lot of time together throughout the course of the day. We don't need it to be a contentious situation.
Right.
Well, to be continued, we are going to talk about our keys to success module when we pick up on this next week. In the meantime, if you would like to connect with us about how we can help you implement a program like this in your practices, our email is connect@pathwaydentalsolutions.com. Our website is pathwaydentalsolutions.com, and we are on all of the social media platforms. So please feel free to reach out, and we will see you back next week.
All right. See you guys next time.
Bye.